Well, there was nothing wrong with his voice, he thought, leaping into the bath and soaping his soft pink body all over with the loofah shaped like a fish. He could fill Covent Garden with it. "Wedded!" he shouted again, seizing the towel with a magnificent operatic gesture, and went on singing while he rubbed as though he had been Lohengrin, tipped out by an unwary swan, and drying himself in the greatest haste before that tiresome Elsa came along. Back in his bedroom he pulled the blind up with a jerk, and standing upon the pale square of sunlight that lay upon the carpet like a sheet of cream blotting paper, he began to do his exercises. Deep breathing, bending forward and back, squatting like a frog and shooting out his legs. For if there was one thing he had a horror of, it was getting fat, and men in his profession had a dreadful tendency that way. However, there was no sign of it at present. He was, he decided, just right, just in good proportion. In fact, he could not help a thrill of satisfaction when he saw himself in the glass, dressed in a morning coat, dark grey trousers, grey socks, and a black tie with a silver thread in it. Not that he was vain. He couldn't stand vain men. No. The sight of himself gave him a thrill of purely artistic satisfaction. "Voilà tout," said he, passing his hand over his sleek hair.